Good morning, everyone, and I want to first and foremost thank our serving team, everyone here, and when I say everyone, it's like four, five people here. I want to thank you all for serving and assisting us during these uncertain times.
首先是大家早安，我是特别想在这里多谢同工和帮手的弟兄姊妹。
Happy Easter, everyone, and I guess I want to start off with an opening prayer.
复活节快乐，我现在开始，我们请低头祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, we admit that, especially in these times, that you are the one in control, and we are the ones that are not in control.
天父，我们特别是来到你面前，知道在这个困难的时候，你却是掌管作王，我们却是在你的里面，是一点都不能够控制任何的东西。
And Father God, we pray that during this time, many more people would come to know the name of Jesus Christ, and that we would bring worship to your name.
天父，我们愿意在这个困难的时期，有更多的人会认识你的名，更加来到敬拜你。Father,
we pray that in these times that your followers would demonstrate love more and demonstrate more patience and more kindness to those around us, those who are not yet reached.
天父，我们愿意在这段困难的时候，你自己的门徒 我们基督徒能够表现更多的忍耐，更多的恩慈，和更加多的大爱。
And we pray that whoever is following with us this morning or at a later time, as they're watching and as they're listening to the word, we pray that your word would help us, that you would transform us, and we would become more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
天父，我们愿意如今和我们一起敬拜的
We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们感谢你，主耶稣，我们的祈祷，奉你的名求，阿门。
Amen. Good morning again, everyone. We are living in uncertain times, and I thank you so much for joining us this morning for our live stream.
多谢大家同我哋一齐嘅嚟到敬拜。
If you haven't watched the movie called The Passion of the Christ, if you have never watched that movie, I implore you to watch it today or tonight. I know you have time to, but when you watch it, just have a box of tissues to the ready, because it's a very emotional movie.
我不知道大家有没有看过那套戏《耶稣受难》，如果你没看过的，你一定 今日或者有機會，你在家裡有空，但是你要拿一大盒面子，因為你一定會流眼淚，很動人的一套電影。To
start the sermon today, I want to share a story out of high school.
我開始講到的時候，想跟大家分享一下我在中學的時候。I
had a biology class where the teacher wanted to teach us how our bodies would react in minor stress situations.
我是想分享我在中学的时候，我上生物学的一课，那个老师就想做一个实验，用外力，一些很轻微的压力，看看我们的身体有什么反应。And
so we were going to test our bodies to see what would happen if we were exposed to things either too hot or something too cold.
他想看看我们身体的反应，对于一些压力，譬如说很冷或者很热，我们身体会有什么反应。So
he got a big bucket of water and he put a lot of ice in it.
他就拿了一大桶的水，就放了很多冰在里面。And
each student had their own bucket, and each student had their own ice, and each student had to put their own hand into the bucket and see how long that they could last with their hand in the bucket.
每一个学生都有自己的桶水，里面有很多冰，就将自己的手放入冰桶里面。 桶里边，睇下你可摆得几耐。
And so I soon realized that my tolerance for suffering, my tolerance for the cold, was not as good as other students. And so I took up my hand within a mere 60 seconds.
我咧喺嗰时候先发现，原来我系忍痛咧系嘅程度系好低嘅。咁所以比起第啲学生咧，我好快就将嘅手喺个冰水嗰度拎出嚟。
I looked around and I noticed that people were going longer than I was, and that they were going for 90 seconds, maybe for 2 whole minutes, and then they would take out their hand.
咁我发现咧，我喺60秒就拎出嚟啦，但系其他嘅人咧，可能去到90秒，甚至2分钟。
And the teacher was trying to show the point where you analyze your skin to see how it would react, and you would test your heart rate to see how fast it would go.
咁个老师咧就会教我哋点样样睇下皮肤嘅反应啊，甚至我哋嘅心跳嘅反应。
The point is that I could have taken my hand out of that water whenever I wanted to.
个问题系我其实什么时候都可以将手在冰桶里拎出来。
And if I thought the suffering was too great, I could have taken that my hand out of the bucket.
如果是忍不住了，那我就立刻可以伸翻只手出来。
And I think this point is critical during the time of Easter, because we have to remember that when Jesus was suffering on the cross for us, actually, he could have stepped down from the cross whenever he wanted to at the same time.
这个观念对我们在复活节来讲是很重要的，因为呢耶稣其实在十字架上，如果他要的时候，他什么时候都可以下来。
But he didn't.
但是他是没这样做。
Because he loves us that much.
因为他对我们的爱实在太大。
We just read the story of Barabbas and Jesus.
我们刚刚读过关于巴拿巴和耶稣的故事。
And this part of the story found moments just before Jesus' crucifixion, I think is a story that most of us are very familiar with.
是刚刚耶稣上十字架前的事，我深信大家都对圣经的叙述很认识。
The chief priests who hated Jesus, they tried everything they could to get rid of him.
祭司长他们很憎耶稣，所以他们用尽方法来到除掉他。
They talked to their governor, who's Pontius Pilate, and then they talked to the other governor, whose name is Herod, but going to those people did not work.
他们特别同官府，好像本调比拉多这个巡抚监督，也都同其他的总督，好像希律这样都商量过。
When they went to Herod, all he did was insulted him, and when they went to Pontius Pilate,He said there was no evidence of any wrongdoing.
希律呢反而是讽刺羞辱这个大祭司。当他去到本调比拉多的时候，比拉多就说我找不出有什么要定他死罪的罪来。
But the chief priests, they thought they were clever. They convinced a large crowd to come and to put pressure on Pontius Pilate to crucify Jesus.
但是这些大祭司以为很聪明，他们呢就找了很多的群众，令到他们在比拉多的面前加压力。
But even after the third time, Pontius Pilate saw no reason to crucify Jesus.
就算第三次，比拉多都觉得耶稣是没有犯过应该要钉死的罪。
And so the last excuse, the last attempt from the chief priest was to free Barabbas, to free him and then to get Jesus instead.
所以到最后一个方法就是大祭司认为可以放巴拉巴，然后将耶稣来代替巴拉巴定死罪。
So it seems like a very interesting character, and maybe a question for us is, who is Barabbas?
但这个跟着来我们要思考的就是究竟谁是巴拉巴呢？
We don't know too much about him, but just taking his name as a start, his name actually means son of a teacher or son of a rabbi.
我们认识巴拉巴不是很多，但是从他的名，我们知道他的名是意思是老师的仔，或者是犹太人师傅的仔。
And with that kind of a name, it might indicate that he was once a person of positive influence, or at least he had a positive upbringing in his life.
最少从他名字，我们知道他一定有一个良好的成长过程，受到一些好的影响力。
We don't know why or what happened, but Barabbas, he is guilty of rebellion and of murder.
我们不知道为什么原因，但是巴拉巴却是因为叛乱和谋杀了很多人。
And at the same time, we could tell that Barabbas was actually kind of infamous. His crimes were well known because everyone knew his name. Everyone was calling for his release and they wanted to get Jesus instead.
但是我们知道起码巴拉巴都很出名的，他因为犯案而出名。那很多人都知道巴拉巴的名字，也都是想耶稣是代替巴拉巴死。
And at the same time, I want to remind us that in the Roman Empire, rebellion is one of the highest crimes that you can commit.
是，我想大家知道罗马帝国里面，如果你叛乱呢，是最大的罪。
Essentially, you are challenging the Roman Emperor himself. And if you know anything about the Roman Empire, it was governed by a strong leader, it had a strong political body, and of course, it had a strong military.
大家都知道，罗马帝国是一个强，有个强大的皇帝，有个强大的政治系统，有一个很强大的军事势力。所以如果你叛变的时候呢，你就是直接向这个罗马皇帝来到挑战。
So the chief priests, I guess they thought they were really clever. If they could pin something on Jesus to be guilty of, they should pick the highest crime for him to be guilty of. We should make Jesus a person who is a rebel, who is rebelling against the Roman Empire.
所以啲大祭司都好聪明，佢知道如果要定耶稣死罪，一定要用叛乱呢一个罪名嚟到系陷害佢。
And so Jesus did exactly that. He had to take on the full punishment of the crime of the highest crime of that of the Roman government.
所以耶稣要承受咗全部最重嘅责罚，因为佢系一个叛乱罗马帝国凯撒嘅犯人。
In that moment alone, Barabbas he goes free, and Jesus took his place.
在那一刻，巴拉巴就被释放，耶稣就代替了他。
Jesus was wrongfully convicted, and Jesus had to pay the price that he did not deserve. He was tortured, he was crucified, and he died on the cross.
耶稣是受尽了他被诬告的这个罪的痛苦，他被鞭打，被苦待。然后是被钉上十字架。
Jesus suffered immensely for us, and if there is anything that historians and scholars, both Christian and non-Christians, agree on, it is that Jesus Christ certainly died, and he died the most horrific and shameful death anyone could suffer.
耶稣受了这个极大的痛苦。在圣经的历史学家来讲，无论是基督徒的历史学家或者是非基督徒的历史学家，都证实耶稣确确实实的是死亡，而且是受了最恐怖最羞耻的方法去死。
The Romans are experts when it comes to executing people. They were not amateurs when it comes to scaring off people who are trying to challenge the government.
罗马人是最专长去刑罚，用很残酷的方法去刑罚那些叛变的人，因为他们是这样威吓了将来有任何的人是去挑战罗马这个伟大的帝国，而耶稣却是承受了全部的刑罚。
And when we think about the pain that Jesus has gone through, it is not just the physical pain that we are sometimes so focused on, but it is that other kind of pain as well, the shame that that comes with being crucified.
耶稣却是承受了很大的痛苦, 不单只是我们很多时候想到肉身的痛苦, 却是承受了很大的, 例如羞耻那种的痛苦。
And this is what I mean about the deep pain of Jesus, both the physical and the shame of basically being, you're being publicly humiliated in front of both your followers and your family and those who hate you, and it is just this public embarrassment for all people to see.
所以我们是感受到耶稣不单只是肉身的痛苦, 并且特别最大的痛苦就是在公众的场合, 在他所爱的人面前, 在他门徒面前, 在那些很憎恨他的祭司面前, 而是在公开的被羞辱。
They wanted to give Jesus this appearance of helplessness and failure, almost like a message to all of the Jews and all of Jesus' followers, telling them, this is what happens to you if you are going to challenge the Romans.
好像耶稣在他的门徒、在他的家人面前是显示到如果我们是变叛罗马帝国的时候我们就是这样公开被羞辱、被羞耻。
And so we are often so focused on the pain and the violence when it comes to the crucifixion. But I want us all to remember that Jesus, when he died on the cross, he took our sin and our shame.
我们很多时候想到十字架就代表了很大肉身的痛苦, 但是其实耶稣钉在十字架那里, 就是将我们的羞耻, 将我们的痛苦下去。
And earlier I said about that appearance of helplessness, but I certainly know that Jesus was not helpless at all.
而且在十字架上是有那种无助的观念, 但是我们知道耶稣一点都不是无助。
Similar to my story of having to take out my hand from a cold water bath at any time, similarly, Jesus could have stepped down from the cross at any time.
其实好像我一样, 将手立刻就在那些冰水那里拿出来, 耶稣其实都可以在十字架上立刻下来。
Jesus is human, yes, but he also had the very full nature of God, meaning that at any time, at any decision, he could have done whatever he wanted, and I'm sure he could have stepped down from the cross.
耶稣虽然是全部是人性, 但是他亦都有神的神性, 神的能力在他里面, 他什么时候决定, 做什么都可以, 所以他可以立刻在十字架上下来。
But he decided to stay on the cross because, of course, he deeply loves us.
但是他决定留在十字架上, 因为他爱我们。
And of course, he wanted to be obedient to the Father, and so he loves the Father.
他更加爱他的天父, 所以他信服他。
I wonder what Barabbas was feeling in the moment when he was released.
我想巴拉巴不知道会怎么想呢? 他突然间被释放。
I wonder if Barabbas actually understood his situation. I wonder what he thought about. I wonder what was going through his mind in that moment.
我想巴拉巴不知道他自己的情形是怎么样, 以及他究竟当时有什么思想呢?
I'm sure that with that kind of a name, Barabbas, son of a teacher, he knew that if he was going to be crucified, he would have brought shame on his family.
我想他的名字是叫做师傅的儿子, 他一定会知道他自己入了监并且一定死罪的时候, 对他的家人是何等大的羞辱。
So not only by being set free is he given a new chance at life, but also by being set free, he saved his family and himself the shamefulness that he would have brought upon his family.
因为突然间被释放得了自由, 他就是从这个羞耻那里得到释放,得到自由, 并且也是释放了他家人感受到的羞耻。
Jesus willingly stepped into his position. He died He was taken down from the cross. He was wrapped up with cloths, and he was put in a tomb. And on the third day, he rose again.
耶稣他是自愿的，甘心情愿的自己上十字架，结果他在十字架上是被他的门徒是放落嚟包裹，摆喺坟墓里边。第三日，他从死里复活。
Jesus has risen, and that is why we are here. This is why any of this makes sense to us.
耶稣却是复活，亦都系让我哋知道，系今日呢一切都系有意思嘅。When
Jesus rose victoriously from the grave, I want to ask the question, what did he do first?
耶稣喺死里边复活，咁我想问大家。 究竟他第一件事是做什么呢?
Just follow the scripture and you know that he appears to those he cares about first.
如果你看过圣经,你就知道他是向他所爱的人来显现。
He appears to his disciples, he appears to his family, he appears to those who he loves and those that he cherishes.
他是向他的门徒显现,向他的家人显现。
I don't want this point to go by you too quickly because I want you to know that Jesus, as soon as he rose from the dead, I want you to know that he did not immediately go to those that killed him.
我是想大家, 慢下来想一下,耶稣复活的时候,他没有立刻去他那些仇人,仇敌那里出现。
I want you to imagine a TV show on, it doesn't matter, on Netflix or on something else. It could be a Korean drama or something. I want you to imagine a TV show where the main character tragically dies, wrongfully convicted, is murdered, right, all the wrongdoing possible. The main character comes back to life and as an audience viewer, what do you expect for this show to have as part of the plot?
喺我哋中间嗰啲咁熟韩剧啊，咁熟电视剧嘅，就会知道如果系电视剧里边个主角一单只系释放出嚟，而且佢一直咧都系被冤枉嘅、冤监嘅，咁佢你估佢会立刻做啲乜嘢咧？
I think you can imagine that a show like this could be full of really interesting revenge plots, violent things, ways to enact justice for the evildoers.
咁我諗大家可以想象到個主角一被放出嚟呢，就會去到嗰啲仇敵嗰度呢，嚟到係伸張正義，並且呢係復仇，會好有興趣嘅，我哋睇得。
And to be honest, I think a lot of us might watch that kind of show because we're human. We like to see that kind of plot and setting and conflict, and we want to see how someone would take revenge.
我相信我哋大家好鍾意睇嗰啲犯案劇情嗰啲呢，都係鍾意睇到最後嗰個主角呢係得到公義，並且呢嚟到好成功嘅復仇。
And that's because we're human, we're sinful. We like to see the things that we might not be able to do in real life, but we like to watch them done in a fictional setting.
因为我们都是充满人性，我们自己都是有罪，并且呢是不能够去复仇一啲我们在现实里边好想复仇嘅事。
So with that in mind, I want to encourage us to remember the character of Jesus, who, although he is human, he is also God. And God is not a vengeful person at all. He loves us so much. When he came back from the dead, he did not enact revenge. He went to those who he loved, and he wanted to spend time with those that he loves.
我想大家知道，虽然耶稣是人，但是他复活后都是有神的性情。这个神的性情就是一个爱的性情，不是去复仇的性情。神是 耶稣基督复活就是显现给他所爱的人，他的门徒，他所珍贵的朋友，向他们显现。
His godly character is so pronounced that when he was on the cross, being tortured and bleeding out, he said to those who could hear, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
我们又知道耶稣基督真的代表了神一切的爱，所以在十字架上他让大家都听到他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所作的他们不知道。
Speaking of TV shows, if the Bible in itself, if we see it as one entire story in itself, who is the main character of the Bible?
在讲到电视剧，咁喺圣经里边，如果我哋揾到圣经最重要嘅人物，你估系边个呢？
Is the main character God the Father? Is it Jesus? Is it the Holy Spirit? Is it humanity? Are we the central figure of the Bible?
喺圣经里边，究竟边个系主角呢？系神呢？是人啊，是人性啊，是耶稣基督啊，是圣灵啊。
I hope you're thinking about it at home, but it's not a trick question. Of course, the main character is Jesus Christ.
当然是我们都知道圣经里面的主角是耶稣基督。
Everything in the Bible, every part of it points to the person of Jesus.
在圣经里面所有的记载都指向耶稣基督。
The Old Testament foreshadows the person and the prophecy of the Son of God.
在旧约里面的预表，耶稣基督和一切的预言都是指向基督。
The New Testament fulfills that prophecy and brings promise to God's character.
在新约里面，这些预言却是应验在耶稣基督身上，同埋佢嘅俾我哋嘅应许应验。
And my point is that if Jesus is the main character of the Bible, in every good story there is that motive of the main character.
如果耶稣基督系主角嘅时候，咁喺圣经里边佢嘅动机系乜嘢呢？
What is the motive of Jesus Christ? What was his drive? What was that he wanted to achieve?
究竟耶稣基督的做事的动机，他的动力是什么呢？
You have a variety of responses from all kinds of people, but in the most simplest terms, here are the two that I've settled on. Jesus' motive was to demonstrate the character of God in human form and to save humanity from the punishment of our sins.
我想是有大家有很多不同的意见，但是最简单最实际的那两样，就是耶稣基督的动机是以道成为肉身，来到彰显神的性情品格，而且是免去我们人类要承受我们的罪所当得的刑罚。
There was certainly more that Jesus has achieved, but in the fewest words possible, I'll just say it one more time, that Jesus' motive was to demonstrate the character of God in human form and to save humanity from the punishment of our sins.
再讲一次，就是耶稣基督的做事的动机，就是整个一生是以道成为肉身，来到彰显神的品格，并且是免去我们人类应该承受我们罪业所应得的惩罚。
And if Jesus is our main character, and if his motive was the ones I just said earlier, then what does he have to sacrifice? What was the obstacle in his way in order for him to achieve that motive?
如果我们刚才所讲的两个动机是耶稣一切做事的动机，那究竟我们是应该怎样来到他怎样牺牲了什么呢？
We know that Jesus had to endure incredible pain and suffering and that undeserved shame and wrongful conviction and punishment.
我们知道耶稣是忍受了我们不可以想象的痛苦和苦难，还有他不应该 要受的那种公开的耻辱和一些不合理的定罪。
So Jesus had to go through the deep, deep pain in order to achieve all of the things that he wanted to.
所以耶稣要经历一切极其的伤痛来到是去完成他的一切的动机。
The deep pain of Jesus is only matched by his incredible love for us.
只有他对我们这么莫大的爱真正可以跟他忍受那种这么大的伤痛比较。
Remember, Jesus could have stopped the suffering whenever he wanted to. He could have come down from the cross and he could have actually destroyed all the people who were hurting him.
其实我们要记得耶稣却是有这个能力可以在十字架上立刻下来并且是向他那些仇敌报复。
But he was obedient to the Father and he chose to love instead.
但是他却是信服他的天父愿意直到死为止。
My question for you, my question for everyone, myself included, is if you were Barabbas, how would you have reacted to the death of Jesus?
我亦都想问大家，包括问我自己，如果你是巴拉巴，你会对耶稣的死有啲乜嘢嘅反应呢？
Scripture doesn't have much of Barabbas and his story, but if you could imagine how his story could finish, how he could have responded to Jesus, his death and resurrection, how do you think Barabbas would have responded?
圣经记载得好少呢啲嘅关于巴拉巴嘅事，但系如果你系巴拉巴嘅时候，对于耶稣嘅死同埋复活，你以后嘅生活同埋你嘅反应有啲咩嘅后果呢？
How would have Barabbas changed his life after that moment? What kinds of different things that he would do in his life after being saved by Jesus?
当他被释放而耶稣代替他死的时候，你想想他以后的生活，他的反应会是怎样呢？
How would he now live his life knowing that all of his past crimes, his debt, his sinfulness has all been paid for by this one person? Name Jesus.
你想想他心里面那个的震撼，当他知道自己过去一切的罪恶，一切杀人的犯案全部是被取消，因为他被释放，耶稣基督为他钉十字架。
Or even better, what if Jesus, when he was resurrected, he went straight to Barabbas and they had an encounter? What could he have said? What could he have done to thank Jesus?
如果我们可以想象一下，耶稣基督如果复活之后去探巴拉巴，你估佢同巴拉巴倾偈嘅时候，巴拉巴会有啲乜嘢嘅回应呢？
I really want you to think of what Barabbas would have said or have done, because honestly, deep down, literally, that should be all of our own personal response to Jesus.
我好想大家深思熟虑嘅谂下，巴拉巴嘅回应面对耶稣嘅时候，佢实在系代表咗我哋一切嘅人类，系当我哋面对面我哋嘅主嘅时候，我哋会点样生活，点样回应呢？
Jesus did not just trade his life for Barabbas, but he died for all.
耶稣基督不是单单为巴拉巴死代替他，而是却是代替我们全人类为我们死。
We have all benefited from Jesus' death and resurrection. We have all been saved. We have all been given new life.
我们却是因为耶稣基督的死和他们的复活，得着这个重生，这个机会，和如今的活着。
So in closing, I want us all to respond with that kind of reflection, that kind of humility that we could imagine ourselves as Barabbas responding to Jesus.
我想在结束之前，大家是安静的思考，究竟我们活着， 是怎样向一位这么爱我们又为我们钉死复活的耶稣是怎样以后继续活着。
Amen. Let us pray.
阿们。我们请低头祈祷。
God, we are really such small people in comparison to your almighty nature.
天父，我们实在是谦卑的小人物，来到你的面前，是你这么伟大的爱。
But because you love us, you sent your Son and died for us on the cross.
天父，因为你这么爱我们，差遣你的独生儿子耶稣基督来到为我们钉死。
We know that there are still people who do not follow you or even people that still ridicule you. But Father, we are going to make it our life's mission to use love to win them over so that they would know how amazing you are.
天父，我们知道世上还有很多未认识你的人是心里面讥笑，是轻视你，不相信你。主，愿意我们的一生，我们都用我们的大爱来到是传扬你自己的爱，让我们的朋友未认识你的人都能够是认识你对他们的爱。
We pray that in this Easter season and going into the next few months of our self-isolation, we pray that we will seek out every opportunity to worship you, to bring glory to your name, because we know that you deserve all of our praise.
天父，愿意在这个复活节的期间和跟着来的日子，我们要是静守在家的时候，我们都能够是敬拜你，是将荣耀归你，因为我们愿意你自己的大爱被我们深深的感受。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.